Okay, we're learning today Pesachim, Daf Beis on Beis in our Raisa program. Pesachim, Beis on Beis on top. We'll pick up from Beis on Aleph, Daf Beis on Aleph on the bottom. We're learning Beschos for Shlema, Yaakov Yosef Ben Gittel. So we had started the Masechta, we had been discussing that there's a chiyuv, a mitzvah of Bedika, the R of Arbas, the mitzvah of Bedika. Of course, we know the outcome. We know when we do Bedika, which is the night of the 14th. But the Gemara raise a shaila. What does the word ar mean? Does ar mean, according to Avruna, ar seems to mean light, which means daytime. You're doing the bedika on the day of the 14th. That seems to be the indication. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, ar means what we know when we do the maisa, which is leili, which is night. So the Gemara is bringing rias. We said there's going to be about 15 rias back and forth, whether ar means night or ar means daytime, means light, which is the typical type. We know the word ar in general means light, but in this context, doesn't mean daylight, and it means daytime, or does it mean nighttime? That's the shayla. Just to quickly go over one major point we had of Machlekes yesterday. What is the reason for the Bedika? We spoke the reason for the Bedika was, according to Rashi, in order to avoid being Aver, a Bal Yirah, Bal Yamatzah. According to Rashi, we're trying to avoid the Isser, Bal Yirah, Bal Yamatzah. According to Tasus, we said, it's based on what the Mar says later, Shem Yimsa Gluski Yafa, maybe you'll find a nice piece of cake, a nice cracker, a nice cookie, and you'll forget yourself and eat it on Yom Tov. So just a couple points on that before we go into today's Amud. That we didn't have a chance to speak yesterday. We touched on the idea. Tasis himself already addressed this. Why is it that by this Isser, according to Tasis Malach, that we're scared you're going to maybe find something nice and eat chametz on Yom Tov? Why all of a sudden by this Isser, you don't say b'chazer, you don't say b'sav chalav, you don't say by erla, by klam, you don't say by other surim that you have to burn it, do bedika, get rid of it, but you don't find this concept? Why dafka by chametz are we so makris? Tasis says because 346 days a year, you are able to eat chametz. It's something that you eat all the time. And 8 days a year, all of a sudden, you have to be bundled from it. You have to separate yourself from it. The nature of a person is that he doesn't view it as chazer, pas v'cholav. It's always something which is foreign. We don't touch it. We don't go near it. Whereas chametz is something which we go near every single day of the year besides for Pesach. And therefore, we need extra protection. That's what we spoke out from Taisus. So the Radvaz adds to the Yesh Kasha, and he adds further. He actually elaborates the Kasha further. He says he adds other levels of chumras that we do with related to the bedikas and the like. So the Ravaz adds, there's more to it. He says Taisus Teretz, but he adds more. He says, first of all, you have three prongs over here. There's a concept of Issa Asabana, there's a concept of Karas, and there's the concept of Taisus, which is, Taisus mentioned, which is Le Bedilimine. People are not used to being separated from it. You put together, it's a very lethal combination. You have the most chumratic punishment of Karas, together with the fact that it's Asabana, together with the fact that it's Le Bedilimine. Therefore, Mamachman, and then he adds one knech, it's also something which is mutter right after Pesach. Something which is mutter, we always find double shish of matir, something which is mutter later, we're Mamachman right now. If it's mutter, if it's going to be mutter later anyway, we have much more machman right now. So this is also double shish matir, and all the more reasons why we're machman. But listen now to Ravaz, how he ends off. Ravaz says that even though we have all these geschmack reasons why we're so machman when it comes to chametz, I'm still not satisfied. The chumrah of chametz still seems to be so much more drastic than you would think as the way it relates to other mitzvahs. The chumrah of doing bedika and getting rid of it, what's the pshat? Remember, yes, we spoke about the drush from the Bnei Sachar, of the Bnei Sachar, of the Sersh of Isa. Chametz represents the taiva, the gashmi, as the Yetzara. So says the Radaz, it must be the reason why so machbet the regular chametz is because it represents the Sersh of Isa. If to all these geshmak alumnus reasons, he gives a more of a esoteric, more of a drush reason, that the reason why the terrorists and the chametz were so machbet on doing bedika, getting rid of the chametz, is because of, and by Rabbi Amatz, Tashmizu, is because of eradicating the Sersh Sheb Isa. Two other points before we go back into the Gemara. So one point is, we had discussed yesterday that we call Pesach, the Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos, right? We discussed that the Nafkamina Lamais, if one says in Shemir Esrei Chag HaPesach instead of Chag HaMatzos, Rabbi Yashav says, that's a big shayla. Rabbi Yashav says, tell, Rabbi Zilber Shneibor from Mishver, held Rabbi Yashav that it's Yitzah, because since we call Pesach to praise Hashem for skipping over our houses when he was wiping out the Bechor Mitzrayim, so it's a name that we call it, it's a name that Bnei Adam called, therefore it's okay, B'diyev, if one says in Shemir Esrei. But there's another discussion. The Torah itself, when it says the word Pesach, is typically referring to Erev Pesach, the day you bring the Karm Pesach. Is Erev Pesach a Yom Tov? Is Erev Pesach a Yom Tov of the status of Yom Tov? And there's a few rites that, certainly to an extent, as a status of Yom Tov, may not be a full Yom Tov, but it's to an extent as a status of Yom Tov. Number one, during this Zman of Bein Arbayim, when you're supposed to be bringing the Karm Pesach, there was an Issur Melacha. The Gemara brings there's an Issur Melacha to do Issur to Melacha during this Zman of bringing the Karm Pesach. That seems like Issur Melacha always relates to being like Yom Tov. Furthermore, the Gain has a question. We know a person who's sitting Shiva, he gets up for Yantav, but they get up a little earlier to prepare for Shabbos. But the guy brings down Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach itself is a special day of the day of being the Beit Nikar Pesach. Therefore, you can get up even earlier from someone who's Nebuch in Shiva is able to get up even earlier from that. And there's a very interesting discussion that the Pesach discussed about Vinayam. We know we don't say Vinayam in a week where there's a Yom Tov. If you go every Shabbos, every week, the Shabbos is Shabbos, we have full 6 days in between, then of course, then we say Vinayam. But so if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos day, then we'll still say Vinayim. If Yom Tov falls out any other day of the week, Sunday to Friday, we won't say Vinayim that week. That's Vinayim, we won't say Vinayim. What if Pesach falls out on Shabbos? But Erev Pesach is Friday. If we treat Erev Pesach like Yom Tov, then we won't say Vinayim. That's not a discussion in the Pesachim, that maybe you shouldn't say Vinayim, because Erev Pesach also has a status of Yom Tov. Okay, last point on the last Raya that we spoke yesterday, just going over back into the Gemara, in the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph, we had discussed a Raya that Ur means nighttime. Why? Because it says Kol Kech Ve'ar. The stars of Ar, we say in Halukas, Haluka Kech Ve'ar, that's a Raya that Ar means nighttime, right? Kol Kech Ve'ar. The Mar deflection said, no, it means the stars that give off light. That was the Mar's deflection. It means the stars that give off light, but not, and it was Nafkamina, the stars give off light, that we call the light from stars light. Nafkamina is a person makes a neder, not Tavana, from light, he can't have it from Ar, he can't have it aside from daylight or even from the lights from stars. That was the Nafkamina. But there's a separate shayla that's discussed. In the Torah writes that one is traveling on Matzah Shabbos, can he put his hands up to the sky and say, Borei Ma'aresh? Right? So the Torah brings based on a Pirkei Blazer that yes, that's an option. Put his hands up to the sky and say, Borei Ma'aresh, but based on the light of the stars, he could say, Borei Ma'aresh. Jesus Borei Ma'aresh brings that this idea goes to the Tanavar Gemara. The Tanavar Gemara that says, and where even though we're not teaching, it means the kechavim of night. We're teaching means the kechavim of light. We're teaching, we're deflecting. It means kechavim of light. So we see that the light of kechavim is called light, and therefore you could say boy merish to the light of the kechavim. So Jewish merish brings the takafis like the Tanavar Gemara, but Shacharach doesn't bring the ma'isa. Why? Because the ma'isa we don't view it as ar. We don't view the light of the neser, the light of kechavim, as mamish as regular ar. Furthermore, there's a chayav bechilik. There's a chilik between ar and aish. We're not saying Baimir Ar, we say Baimir Aish. So even if you say that the light of the stars is Ar, it still wouldn't make sense to call it Baimir Aish. And therefore, Chuvas Baimir Aish says that Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean the halacha of the Torah, Lamaisa. But again, the discussion, at least, part of it is based on our Gemara referring to the light of the stars as Ar. Okay, let's go further than some of the Rayas now. And then at the end, we'll speak out one interesting point again about this overall Shaila, whether the word Ar is daytime or Ar is nighttime. Let's see. Says Gemara, Meisvei. This is another question. We're right at the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph. Two lines from the second line from the bottom of the page. La'ar yakum retzeach to the ar, the retzeach gets up. Yikta ani kills the ani, vavyan, the poor person. V'layla yikaganav. At night, he's like a ganav. Now, let's make a simple deal. Top of Ambeis. Hamad the gomer, v'layla yikaganav. For the fact that the person says, v'layla, he's like a ganav. What do we see? Am ar yamamu. That would be an indication that ar is daytime. We're contrasting layla and ar. So if layla is nighttime, that we know, so ar must be daytime. So we have a raya that again, ar is daytime. That would be a raya to Rav Huna against Rabbi Yehuda says, Mar, no, Hasam, Hach, Gamar. Here's what the Pasuk means to say. If the Ganav is coming, and it's Pasha to you that he's coming to take lives, meaning that he's willing to murder, Ritzeach, who is Ritzeach, then you're able to save him, you're able to save your own life at the cost of his life. But if it's dark like night, it's not clear, it's fuzzy, is he willing to kill? You're not sure if he's willing to kill, which means you're not sure if your life is in danger, are you allowed to kill him to save yourself? Misafik, no, you can be Nech Ganav, then he should be treated just like a Ganav. You don't kill a Ganav for trying to steal, then you're not able to kill him in order to save oneself. This, of course, is the famous idea of Bab Machteres, right? It's got to be good if someone's tunneling in someone's house. The assumption is if he's willing to tunnel in and try to steal, he knows that if he faces resistance, people are very, very, very typically very protective over their assets, over their money, and if he faces resistance, it's maybe a fight to the death. So the person who sees the Ganav tunneling in is allowed to kill the Ganav, presuming that the Ganav's coming to kill him. So we're saying, Dafka, if it's clear, but if it's not clear, then he can't do it. The Murn over the Ansanjan brings that when it's the Murn example over there, of course, is when it's a father tunneling in to a son, then we say the son knows the father would never kill him, and therefore he's not able to kill the father. The flip side, unfortunately, right, we say it's not the same, is the famous idea, the flip side is not the same, and if the son is tunneling in to the father, then there wouldn't be, the halacha would be, that would be considered, if you don't know for sure, you'd assume that maybe the son would nebuch do, would be considered suspect. But the point is, we're teaching the pasuk with the meaning of clear and not clear, not night and day, and therefore we don't have a raya. Meisvei, next raya, this is going to be a raya again to Rav Huna, that ur means nighttime, and not like a Yehuda, that means day. Sorry, that ur means, I take it back, the ur means daytime, like Rav Huna, and not that ur means night, like Rav Yehuda, which is what we pass in. Meisvei, yechashchu keichvei nishpah, Nishbay, Yikav L'or, V'ayin, V'al Yira B'afa Peshach. Who's talking over here? This is Eve. And Eve was saying that the stars of his night should be dim. He's talking about a third person, but he's talking about himself. He should be craving Ur, and there will be no Ur, and he should not see the Afa Peshach, like the morning of the dawn. Now, when the Kamer Yikav L'or, V'ayin, he's going to crave Ur, and there isn't. Amar Yimamu, he's craving Ur, and it doesn't exist. Sounds like he's craving day. What do you crave? Not nighttime, he craves daytime. He's craving the daytime, and it doesn't exist. Isn't that a right that Ur is daytime? Hasam Meil Tu Kamai. Eve Mazali. Mar says, no, Eve over there was cursing his own mazel. He was cursing himself and saying it should be the will of Hashem that this person, meaning himself, should crave light, should wait for light and not find it. It's not a curse. It's not a riot to the taitch of day or night. It means light. We said everyone agrees are the simple taitch is certainly light. Our debate is in our context of our mission doesn't mean night or doesn't mean day. So then the pasuk over there was saying it just means light, and he's cursing himself that he should seek out light and he won't be able to find it. Mesfe, another raya. And whether or not, or means night or day. He said, this is David Mel saying, I said, only darkness will shadow me, but the night became an ur for me. By saying, he's contrasting, the night became like an ur for me. That means ur is daytime. And he's, David Mel is saying, I thought things were terrible, and the night became like a day, but we see the word ur represents day. Answers the Gemara. Hasam hachikamar David. That's David Melchizedek saying over there. Ani amarti achoshech shuveni lamaba. I was saying only darkness is going to shadow me, not just in this world, even the world to come. I'm going to be surrounded by darkness. I'm not going to have be meritus, even the world to come. Shudayim liyayim. What's Olam Haba is represented by Ur, because Olam Haba is always like day. Day represents right lightness and goodness. So Olam Haba is represented by day. I'm going to be dark for me, even in Olam Haba, which is like day. However, Achshav, you know what happened? Olam Hazeh, even Olam Hazeh Shadim Laila, this world, which is more dim to Laila, Ur Badeni still has become a light around me. So the Taich of Ur in this Pasuk is literally means a light. It doesn't mean day versus night. It means a light. I thought that it's going to be dark for me, even in Olam Haba, which is supposed to be like day. It's going to be dark for me. And what ended up happening was, even in this world, which is like night, became light for me. The Ur in the Pasuk is talking about light, not day or night. Meisvei. Now we go the other direction. We're being raised now to Rav Yehuda, to how are you going to paskin? And this raya is going to stick, actually. This raya is going to stick that we paskin, that army is nighttime. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Baitin Ar Labasar. We check the chametz. There's a mission coming up in Eplah. Mission comes up on Daf Yud. Baitin Ar Labasar. We check for the chametz, the Ar Labasar. Uba Ar Basar Shachris. That's pretty clear. You check Ar Labasar, and then you check again for chametz, Ar Basar Shachris. Uvishas Abir, and then again the time of beer. Now, he's making a distinction between the Ur and Shachris. Obviously, if Shachris is second, Ur was first, what's Ur? Ur was the night before. Says the Imam of the Gemara Yehuda, Baitin Ur Abasar, Bar Abasar Shachris, Alma Ur Urtu, Shema Mina. Hands down. We have a raya. The Mara is not satisfied still. The Mara is going to continue to bring other rayas, another half a dozen or so rayas, but the Mara now has one clear raya to what the way we know, that Ur means nighttime, because it says check Ur Abasar, and then it says Shachris again. Next raya, Meisvei. The first point out, even though this raya was a good raya, the Gemara continues to bring other proofs to this side. Meisvei, Meimasai Abrasar Biasis Melacha. From when is the Isser of this is a brisa? From when is the Isser on the 14th? When is Asatu Melacha? Abaz of Yaakov Emer Mishasa Ur. From the time of Ur, Rabbi Yehuda Emer. So you stop working for the time of Ur. The Gemara tells us later that's a Minatali Minig Makam. That's Makam Shenagos, the actual name of Perek coming up in the fourth Perek. But the Gemara is going to according to those that are naig Isser Melacha on Erev Pesach. On in the morning of Erev Pesach, when does it start from? Shabbat Jacob says, from Ur. Rabbi Yehuda Amruda says, it starts with Shas Neitzachama, from Neitzachama. Amle Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yehuda, Chiecha Messina Yoyim, Shem Yisasa Asum, Vasiyas Melacha, Vasiyas Mut Vasiyas Melacha. When do you ever find a day that part of the day is Mut Vasiyas Melacha, part of the day is Asur? Shabbat Jacob is bothered, meaning, Nates, you start from Nates, that means from Alois to Nates, a Melacha is Mutter, and from Nates on, it's Asur. When do you find such a thing? So I actually said it wrong. I jumped out of myself. The Chayra, the Gemara at this point assumes what it means is like this. Rabbi Zakkai was saying that the night Ma'ar means the night. And night is also Asr. And he's saying, how do you have a day where the night is Mutter Malacha and the day is Asr Malacha? If it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, it's Asr, the entire night and the day. How do you ever split up the day? That was his taina. Ar Malay, who has Mechiach. So he says, what do you mean? This day itself should prove it. Legabe other dinim. Shem Yisasa Mutter Mechiz Chametz, Mesasa Asr Mechiz Chametz. Part of the day is Mutter Mechiz Chametz, part of the day is Asr Mechiz Chametz. We know you'll eat Chametz till a couple of hours into the day, right? So we see the day split up like Chametz, so split up like Melacha too. That's your problem. You have a right, you can split it up. But what do you see for the conversation? What did Yehuda say? From Neitzachama. He said from Neitzachama, which means, or that was before that means the night. Alma Urta Kamar Rabbelos Benakav Urti. So the presumption is that Rabbelos Benakav, when he said Ar, he meant the night before Malachas Ready Aser. So Ar means night. And we just say, no, the Isser Malach is only from day, from Eitz Chama, but we have a right of the Taitch of Ar is night time. And the Ar says, no. Loi, this is why I jumped ahead of myself, my Ar, Amar Shachar. Rabbelos Benakav was saying that the Isser Malach starts from Amar Shachar as opposed to Nates. It starts from Alais, not from Nates. That's only that we'll call that 72 minutes. That's the standard time that we give over here, roughly. 72 minutes before Nates, we say is Alais. So that's Machlaikas. Rabbelos Benakav was saying from Alais. And even the same from Nate's. Iachimar says, second, let's go back to the lashon of the conversation. To Karmelay, Rabbi Lozmiak have said, hey, Chamasinu Yom, where do you find the day? Shem says, Mutta Baisis Malacha. We says, Asmis Baisis Malacha, a day that's split, part of the day is Mutta, part of the day is Asr. Nebil Nafshei, Hakalayla de Kashari, according to your new interpretation, you want to avoid saying that Ermi's nighttime in Rabbi Lozmiak. You want to say Ermi's morning means Alas Shachar. So he goes and tells as a Taina on Rabbi Yuda, where do you find the day that partially Malacha's Mutta, partially Malacha's Asr? He himself, the night's Asr is Mutta Malacha, and the day is Mutter. I'm sorry, opposite. The night is Mutta Malacha, and the day is Asr Malacha, according to Rabbi Lozmiak himself. So he himself has such a day. Says the Mara, no, here's what it means. Rabbi Lozmiak will say back, the Brisa still makes sense, even with this new interpretation. Rabbi Lozmiak of Kamar, here's what he's saying. Bishlam al Didi, according to me, it's good. Ashkhana to Kapal, Yerabana, Ben Yimam Laila. To find the chilik that Chazal made a split between night and day, we find the split between night and day. Why? Time to Gabi Taina Seber, we find Gabi Taina Seber, Ad Masa Echab Shay, so Tumma could a person eat a drink, Ad Shalom Nashachar, you can eat a drink till the morning, Tivir Blas Makav, so on these fast days, a person can eat till the morning, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ad Chris Agever, to the rooster crows, we find the idea that you can eat at night, and not eat by day, we split days the God by the Dinim, not sure to say, Malachas Mutter at night, Malachas Asa by day. Eldi Dadach, you're saying that there's a split in the day itself. Hey, Kash Kuni Mama, the Gufay, the Pagi Rabban. We didn't find a day where from Alois to Nais is Mutter and from Nais is on his Asr. That was Rabbi Zaka's question to Rabbi Yehuda, and that still fits even in this new text that Ur means from Ur Baker, Ur means from Amun Ashachar. It says that Amara, Amar Lay, the Mara has to continue what's the response of Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yaakov. Should be this is back to Rabbi Lozmi Yaakov. Who asked me, Echiach? The 14th of Nisan itself is the biggest proof. The 14th itself, you have part of the day is Mutter Chiz Chametz, part of the day is Asr Chiz Chametz. So Shapar Kamalei B'Dir B'Lazer, B'Dir is very good taina. The day itself they try to bring a kasha on, it must be Asr Malacha the entire day. Why? The Isr Chametz isn't the entire day. We split the day like Abba Chametz. Why can we split the day like Isr Malacha? So what's the back of an answer back? Hachi Amalei Rabbi Lazer. Rabbi Lazer will say back, Aminalach Ana Malacha Drabbanan. The Isr to Malacha is Drabbanan. Vat Amalei Chametz Dereisa. Chametz the Torah tells us. We have Dina, we have Drashas, Chametz we know is Aser, Mishay Shayas, right? Chametz we know this Isser Daraisa, that the Torah tells us. For the Torah to give a split, Torah gives a split in the middle of an hour, in the middle of a minute, that's fine, that's the Torah's day. There are Bano, we don't find that they make splits in the middle of a day. That was Rabbi Lozmiak's Taina. When it comes to the Torah, Torah can say, till this line is Mutter, till this line is Aser, that doesn't bother me. The Chachamim don't make Gezeris that way typically, that was my question. Vida, what was reading respond? Shayas Drabbanan. The Lach is, Minat Torah, Chametz is Aser only in the sixth hour, only from Chatzais. Midrabban, they make it us already in the fifth hour, right? Truma, fifth. Other stuff in the fourth, right? We'll have later the Mezechta. So the Chum do yet hours there. So what did Rosemary say back? Very, very simple Teretz. Once the Torah split the day, the Chum just gave a little bit of a siyag to the Din Torah. But that's not called the Chum is splitting the day. Vidach, Hachaku d'Avrachman al-Daraisa. The Chum made a Chaka on the Din Daraisa. Once it was in Daraisa, the Chum made a Chaka on the Din Daraisa. But that wouldn't be a case of the Chacham splitting a day. So that's the conversation between Rabbi Lozmiak and Rabbi Yehuda. But this Raya that Ur means, again, the simple text would still mean Ur means night. Like Rabbi Lozmiak was saying that the Isra Malacha starts the night before. And Rabbi Yehuda says only starts for nights, but we could deflect and say, no, Rabbi Lozmiak is saying Ur means the Isra Malacha starts from Alayis HaShachar and Amun HaShachar, and Rabbi Yehuda says Minates, and therefore we have no, that would not be considered a valid Raya to our question. Let's see one more Meisve, and then we'll just speak at a side point. Meisve, Ain Masia Masuis Ella Chedesh, this is Gemara Fos Marshana, that they used to light the torches to make sure that they know from mountain to mountain, they know that they Bezin sanctified the new month. So they would only do the Masuis on a Chedesh that was near Bismane, Lakache, only if the Chedesh was, because we know we could have a 29 day month or a 30 day month. So only if they're sanctifying the month at the Rosh Chedesh is day 30, not day 31, because day 31 is by default. So they would only if the day 30 is going to be Rosh Chedesh, is when they light the torches to spread the word that they were Mekash HaChedesh. When do the Masuas? Here's the key point. When do you light these torches? L'ari Burei. This is pretty clear. L'ari Burei, what does that mean? You're not lighting torches in the morning. You're lighting torches at night. At night, you light torches. L'ari Burei, to the night of the Eber. It's the night of his 30th day. 30th day is the Eber. 30th day of the month is the Eber day of the month, right? The 31st day is, of course, always, it's not, no such thing. It's really the first, it's always either the first or second day of the new month. The 30th is that day that can either be the first day of the new month or the Eber of the prior month. That's the Ari Burei. The Ar, the night of the Eber, the night before the Burei. Alma Urtu, it's a clear stock, right? Ar is Urtu, Yomar says, you're right. Shema Mina, that is indeed a good Raya. I spoke out of line. We'll see. Momarai to the Zudat. Meisvei Haya Aymit Kol Lailo Makrav Al Mizbeach. So far, we have two rayas that stick. That army is nighttime. Haya in our Mishnah. Haya Aymit Kol Lailo Makrav Al Mizbeach. The Kohen was standing the entire night and offering karbanos on the Mizbeach. La'ira in the morning, still ton kiddush every line. We know Kohen voices avoid David Esko do kiddush daver line. If he's doing avoid all night, he still has to go and do kiddush daver line in the morning. Divrei Rabbi, what do you see? Haya Aymit Kol Lailo Makrav Al Mizbeach. La'ira. This is a clear raya that the morning is our. La'ira, he goes and does kishu davar glayim. Isn't that a raya that ira means day? La'ira, by daytime, he goes and does kishu davar glayim. The Mara says, that's not a raya. You know why? Ira shiny. The word we keep, we've been using in our Mishnah and these other, so the other Mishnah was ur. Ur, we're discussing, means night or day. Ira? Ira for sure means, ur, we say also, it's simple touch, does mean light. So ira, we're saying for sure, means daytime or light. It's different from the word of ur, and we don't have a raya to our shay. Let's just leave off a puzzle here and pick up Mitzvah Shem from the bottom of the Arab base on the next year. But let's just speak at one other point that we didn't get a chance to mention yesterday, but it relates to this whole overall discussion. There's a very basic question over here, obvious question. We've been debating so far for two amudim, 2 days in the Amidemi style. We're debating whether Ar means day, Ar means night. We have a very simple word for night. What's the simple word for night? Laila. Why does Masechta not say, Leil, Arba Asur, Baitin Asachamas La'arner? The night of our bus, the check comes there. What's this? Why are we introducing fancy words "ar" and then have a whole debate and we have a blot and a half of Gemara? It's going with a bunch more rice coming out to Gimel. We know the answer, and we'd have two rice to the answer, but still the Gemara is debating this for a couple of days. Why are we having all this unclarity? Why not just use the word "leil"? So the Balamar asked the question. He says that there's a concept to speak always blush and akia that the Mar is going to really speak out. There's a concept to speak blush and akia. The Mar is going to say that's why we say behem hashay nenu taira instead of behem tzmei. The Mar is going to have this could come up on the next time we learn Taf Gimel and Alf. The Mar is going to discuss this. But the Balamar is bothered. Still, we find the word Lila is used. It's not like you don't use the word Lila anywhere in Shas. Use the word Laila. So even if you want to speak Lashonaki, why do we not choose to use the word Laila over here? Says the Balamar, because this is the beginning of Masechta. And the beginning of Masechta, we have a concept, the Pasuk says, that Pesach Tevarecha Ya'ir. Ironically enough, Ya'ir. The opening of your words should be Yar, should be light up, should be positive. Laila is a dark way to start. Pesach Tevarecha is when you start learning this every day, new Masechta for sure, a person's supposed to learn with a positive attitude, a positive light, a positive word. That is the Balamar's answer. Comes along the right and says no. I'll tell you why we use the word ar. We use the word ar because ar is a very specific time. It's unbelievable. Ar is dafka the beginning of the night. The mitzvah of bedikas chametz is now in the darkness of the night. Maybe the mitzvah extends throughout the night, but the mitzvah is right when it becomes night. We didn't just use the word ar because it's a feel good type of word. It's a positive word. Says the Raivin, the Mishnayis use the word ar because it's telling us the mitzvah of bir chametz is right in the beginning of the night, right when nightfall starts. That's specifically when one has a mitzvah to do. That's the ikar mitzvah of bedikas chametz. Brings the Magen Avraham in the Bach. They stay like the Raven, and they elaborate further that the reason why it's called R is because the beginning of the night, there's still some R outside. Which is funny, because it's counterintuitive. You think it's hard to check the spots that are, you know, with the candle in the corners. When it's dark, or fully dark, it's easier to check. We're saying, your stuff is supposed to be checking when there still are outside, the beginning of the night, which still, that's why we're using the word Ardafka. So the Bach and the Magen Avraham are really elaborating on this idea of the Raven, that that's when the mitzvah is the beginning of the night. Makes big nafkaminas. The Tur Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Tur Shulchan Aruch means Lamaisa. If one is learning and nightfall comes, he's got to stop learning. Stop learning to do bedika. 14 comes at night, stop learning to do bedika. Rama says, no. The Rama says, sorry, opposite. The Torah should have to say one does not have to stop learning. Right? He has to make a shame, he doesn't forget, but he maybe can't eat until he gets bedika, but he doesn't have to stop learning, he can do bedika later in the night. The Rama says he has to stop learning in order to do bedika. So what's the machlekes? What's the deeper understanding of the machlekes? I think it's the Mishmur brings this already. The deeper understanding is whether or not the mitzvah is dafka then, or, meaning if it's a mitzvah you have to do, so if you're learning, you're doing another mitzvah, you wait till later, you do the mitzvah later, it's fine. But if the ikar mitzvah is dafka in the beginning of the night, even if you're learning then, that's not a good excuse. Because you're missing the main time. The main time of the mitzvah is the beginning of the night. So it's mamash, a fundamental machlekes, the Baal Ma'ar and the Raiv, that's clear. Baal Ma'ar is saying it's just a nice lushan, but seems to be nothing to ar. Raiv is saying, Bacham Magen Avraham, I'm backing it up, this idea that ar means specifically the beginning of the night, and it seems to be that's the machlekes, the base for the Ramah, and the versus the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, that the Rama says one has to stop learning to do Bedikah in the beginning of the night because that's the Gizman, as opposed to Shulchan Aruch Tur. They seem to obviously, they held, no, Bedikah, this mitzvah, this man is the entire night. Right? Of course, we expect the mitzvahs, but you're learning, as long as you're not going to forget, you can do it later. Have a wonderful day.